And I believe that all those things that are into a simple MAD version that will then be sent to
legal people understand it otherwise. I understand this to mean both metrics.
I'm waiting on your guide. Any specific?
Can I say a specific issue at first that now that you are talking about minutes, the same my name is not here and in attendance.
Let's agree with this point. Are we happy with the civil and the people? But this is what our problem is. Are we happy?
Okay, listen, I don't know what is the department having to say. We just received this now. So I'm not sure if we say it's okay and whatever. What is the department having to say? What is the state of...
Chairperson, please hold to the team.
Sorry.
Chairperson, we've also received the C version and the D version, and we've gone through it this morning. We are happy with the C version, the list of the changes that are here, and we've gone through the D version as well, and we are fine from the department side. We don't have a problem.
Well, I found that if that is the case, because according to the information, or the report I have, the motions and the report were adopted. So I think the bill has been adopted. All we needed was this procedure of issues to be. And therefore, based on that, we are done then with this item of the agenda. Rather than move for the adoption, and then the before I second myself, even if I was in the but on the basis of what the Honorable Jesus said, the briefing that I got was absolutely correct. So it's very good as a master.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I maybe want to congratulate the person who said to you were correct. I'm not sure. Because they're saying we just saw this document. Now, I don't want to believe everything. Not to take law. But the department is saying they've gone through them. Mm-hmm. They are satisfied. Because the danger and caution is that if there will be any mistake, when the bill is passed, has to go back for the president for the committee. The people will take responsibility to the committee. So that in future we should have a mechanism where the committee gets its documents in time and they can go through them. Or maybe through your office, you know, parliamentary staff gets to address the matter. Because I thought when we come here, we take on the board. Just to highlight what the situation is. But as I am saying, I don't want to deliver anything much. That that's why you saw us hesitant to quickly second breath. I normally don't do that. But I must say, I adopt something which has obliged my mind. If anything happens, I must account for it. But it's not the department, it's the committee should be held responsible. But given the circumstances that you have outlined, I would be tempted to say, let's put our next on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious, sir?
Yes, no, I'm satisfied. I was just going to explain just the document to clarify the three bases in that document which we mentioned last week. The proposed amendment which we adopted. Because the department had answered to questions made by Congress. And all those answers all those questions were answered, and the committee agreed with those answers. And so if those answers that informed the three bills, so everything is fine and safe. And the D is the combination, yeah. Those three having been put in the bill, they form the bill. So I'm very happy with the document because it's exactly what was agreed to by the committee last week.
Jefferson, I just want to understand the C version is based on the amendments, the proposed amendments that was prepared by the department and the responses from the province that may be done. This document by the 18th of October.
Yeah.
So these are incorporated in the C bill. Is that correct?
This bill is based on the reflection of that.
Okay.
No, then if that is the case, we are agreed that the problem is fine. We close the fighting on the agenda. Thank you very much. I know it was quite challenging. That's why the interesting piece of legislation that was brought. Of course, the vision of the members. At some point, everybody thought that we would not be able to find during the year. And I'm telling the context of the bill and the implications of the bill, not only on the basis of parliamentary process, but the implications on the council as a whole. We hope that we will be able to achieve whatever that we want to achieve. We hope we will not get a similar response like the one that we got in the negotiating one. that the portfolio committee adopted this, but when we went to the House, something came up. So we hope that it will be consistent. And I mean, policy development is an evolving process. If there is something that is quite urgent, that you strongly feel that has to come into the bill, nothing stops the department to come back to Parliament and see the issues that we need in this particular thing. Based on the observations that the committee made at the point when the issue was introduced to the committee, I think that exercise of thank you very much, and in short, to wish everybody to vote. While not a committee member, we might be subjected to some meetings. But thank you for the department, thank you very much. The level of cooperation working together that we have for this year. Because obviously, we are not going to consider any deal at the end. I know that I've been looking left, right, and center on the civil aviation amendment bill. But you see the problem, that bill is only going to be considered by the National Assembly tomorrow. And when is it then going to be referred to the NCOP? When in actual fact Parliament is right for constituent security. And this puts members in a serious problem, especially noting what is happening in the country. Because everybody wants to be in his constituency in order to do political work in defense of his or her political party. So, I don't know. But the powers that be will guide on how the process will unfold. But for now, all that we know is that this was our last meeting for the Department of Transport. If you have been able to do your work, your own property at that level of power, that's another matter. You'll be subjected to whatever the business has been. But let me thank you very much for the cooperation for this year. We hope that in 2009, or in the fourth time. I don't know. Enjoy your festival season and your family. See you tomorrow next year.
Chief President, just as a sort of department side, we'd like to thank the committee for the professional manner in which they have shared the work. It's most appreciated. I think it's going to change the way the land council works in the country in the future. Our task henceforth would be to, once it's set from our gates, is to implement with vigor and passion with a view to addressing the needs of the poor. Okay. The other point I just wanted to indicate to the chairperson, and this is not our function, but I think I need to inform you, is that we as a department were asked to engage with NADLEC, which we have been engaging with them since September this year. So we've had about 5 meetings with them. And then NADLEC that is supposed to have brought in the changes that they wanted to the committee here. But that's not our function. Mm-hmm. We are merely one constituent member of NADLEC. So I just thought I need to inform you. I'm not so sure if they have brought anything forward. If they haven't, already we can do it. But we were asked as a department to negotiate with them, which we did. I think we just need to keep that in mind.
We
in fact informed them that today the meeting with
they should have been part of the negotiating. This sounds that submitted something. But let's like on that particular day, in actual fact, I expected that to be as far as we were informed. There was nothing.
Or at that negotiating mandate.
Yes. Okay. They should have been part of we have opened up to them. They were welcome. But unfortunately, they couldn't. Okay, let me thank everybody. And then quickly get to the next item. That is why we have my
Yeah, recording. Just stop it.